You smell like aftershave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You and your smells.
See ya.
All right, guys, welcome to 928 Hoes Exposed. I'm Murphy, transferring in from Metro South.
I am, as always, the Mr. T Experience.
We have two special guests. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't get to say your name until we say guests now, Roy.
Okay, so Roy's here, and we have a new guest, never been on the show, special.
Oh, I'm Rocio.
Nice.
Okay.
Or Chio.
Or Chio.
Your artist name.
My.
Formerly known as Chio.
AKA name, yeah.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Chio, Rocio. In full detail.
You know, whenever they ask you that, it's like you completely forget about yourself. Like, what you like and what you do and all that stuff.
Just what would you put on the air about me on Tinder?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm 25, even though I look 12.
Oh, nice.
And I work at Sonora Nissan in the service department. I play guitar and the ukulele, so it's kind of like the same thing. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. And we also have another special, super special from the heavens. I don't know where he's calling from. But who are you, sir?
This is Zero Dark Anthony, also known as Anthony.
Anthony 69.
Yeah. Boob Squeezer 67 through 8.
There you go.
and 72.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony's been a long inside joke from like the beginning of the goddamn show.
He's just been an inside joke.
Well, we always mention him. Nobody knows who he is. You know what I mean? He's like this silent, you know, unknown sponsor. So.
Mr. Death.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's
known
it's
for like, doing, what do you call the roll out of the elevator? What kind of roll was that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Shoulder roll?
That had a name. Shoulder roll. Yeah.
Or shoulder roll.
There you go. So thanks for coming. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
So,
Roy, you got anything you want to say? I mean, everybody knows who you are, but you want
to... I'm Roy. I play games and I do stuff.
And he's the entire time since we've been recording, he's been playing some stupid game on his phone.
It's awesome.
What game is it?
It's Hearthstone.
I thought it was Cock. Fuck. That Clash of Clans.
I thought he was texting.
It's Cock.
I got that on the PS4.
He's just been texting the whole time.
He uses his phone for games because no one texts him.
No one texts him. No.
Is it weird that...
People don't like
it. Is it weird that you can't see Travis?
I can kind of lean back and see.
I wish I was here.
I can actually.
Is it better that way?
I can drag my mic over here and then I can see.
Yes, keep doing that.
I just like,
he leans forward.
See how it is.
Are you kidding?
No, you're not. Crazy.
So don't you guys have like beef?
Who? Me and him? Oh, yeah. No, we talk every now and then.
You guys have beef?
Yeah, beef?
Where's the beef?
I got no beef.
Do we have beef?
Where's the beef?
I got no beef.
I would like some beef right now. But
Anthony told me that I had beef.
Who?
Anthony told me.
Yeah. Anthony told me? Yeah. Why would Anthony know that I had beef?
Oh, wait. I have beef?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant me and her.
Guys.
What kind of beef?
I want beef, though.
No, I was just kind of laughing internally through this whole podcast, man, because I'm pretty sure it's Marcelo's podcast at this point. You know, Travis's cheap-ass friends haven't pitched in a dime.
We got you there, man.
Ah, okay.
Damn. What is up with your friends?
I don't know, man. I can't hold a gun to them.
They're white. Don't they have good credit and stuff?
Yeah. What's their FICO score?
I don't know. I haven't stolen their identity yet.
They don't support Mexicans. FICO. And they know Marcelo's Mexican.
Whatever.
Not FICO. FICO is different.
Your mama.
Yeah, let me get on my Metiche app and I'll figure it out.
None of his friends have donated to this podcast, Rocio.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, and he has, like, well-established white male,
you know,
community.
Some of them
friends.
Are mutual friends, you know. Especially the big one we got this week.
So those are, like, little, every now and then, like, acquaintances then? That he considers friends, but they don't consider him
I guess,
his friend?
I guess. Okay. What do you consider friends?
I don't know. How do you delineate who's a friend and who's not a friend?
Are you guys friends?
I don't know. How do you delineate friends?
He's my Facebook friend.
Yeah. We're friends on Facebook.
He's your... If there's a word before it, I mean, come on.
I mean, if I could, I would hang out more with him. I just...
Why don't you?
I don't really hang out with anyone.
Why not?
Because I'm too lazy to, honestly.
Lazy, like when I used physically to live, lazy?
It's just, I mean, I think about like when I used to live here in Yuma, I used to think about how it's like, okay, I'm going to have some friends over. And I wouldn't just think about like the whole fun of it. I would just think about like, I wonder what time they're going to leave before they even got there. And then it's just like, but I'm going to want to go to sleep like around 9 or 10. Yeah, maybe I'd just watch TV.
Sounds like some misanthrope tendencies there.
That's some cryptic shit right there, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I probably had like the only time that I had friends over was that one time that you came and kicked everybody's ass and smashed. Yeah.
Oh, they just went over there and started whooping people. Like,
yeah, Marcelo came in and just started kicking everybody in the face. And I told him to leave, but then he got naked and he just got weird, man.
Wow. So the usual.
He started belly flopping on tables and shit.
You know what's funny, Rocio?
Beer pong tables.
Speaking of you and everything, we always bring up that one day that I took you over to my friend Alex's trailer. Remember? And like everyone was trying to like dance with you.
Right?
You remember how fucking weird that was?
I don't remember.
Wait, you don't remember that?
Exactly. Oh, I remember, man. That guy was pretty weird though.
Is that the toilet that doesn't flush trailer?
That sounds fucking
yeah,
funny.
yeah, same trailer. We always talk about Pancho though. Remember the
Pancho,
the
big guy?
He was trying to like rave with you or whatever.
He was a little raver, yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, wait, always bring that up. Me and Johnny.
But wasn't it? I was the only girl there, was I?
Yeah, you were.
I was.
You were.
Wow. I was gonna say he was trying to dance with some girl, but it was
no,
me.
No, you were like the only girl there. Yeah.
Cockfest.
Roy, I don't even know why you were there. Honestly, like
we were hanging out with Martine, and that's when I met you.
No, I didn't meet you that night.
When did I meet you, Marcelo? I met you through Martine.
I know, but that was another day. This was the day that you just like.
Wait, I had hung out. I had like yeah, I been hanging we out with Martine, and then you and I then think, you invited me.
Yeah, I think you guys showed up. Yeah, or
was it? Did I show up with you?
Did you hang up?
That was Anthony disconnecting.
Fucking Anthony.
He didn't like this conversation. He's friends with like, Pancho.
Oh.
Hey, is this San Pancho I know?
No. Oh, no, I just it's always funny though because it always gets brought up about how like. Hey, remember that one time Pancho was trying to dance with your friend Rocio? I was like, yeah, I remember. Because they were like hitting the lights, trying to make it look like a strobe light. Oh, man.
That was creepy.
It just always gets brought up.
It's pretty creepy, actually.
Trying to establish a link with Anthony here.
What the fuck?
Thanks for hanging up on us.
Well, I don't know what happened, dude. I wasn't even touching my phone. I was just shooting you a text. I was like, should I call back? Or should you guys call back so it's less inconspicuous?
No, it's okay. We have the nice Skype disconnect sound in the audio now, so you know it'll be obvious.
I hung up. I should have played it sooner when I fucking hung up.
You know what I think might have caused it? Maybe it's all Roy and his gaming on his phone because he still has yet to put his phone down.
Well, I'm purchasing shit on this thing.
Oh, he's purchasing shit now.
Purchasing.
Oh yeah, because that's fucking relevant.
Yeah, purchasing.
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 Oh, hell yeah, I got Prince all this. Prince of Persia. I got all this free swag.
He likes being in it.
Yeah.
Well, long story.
Long story, but at one point he was the third wheel of the podcast. Now he's just.
That's funny you make that.
Because they were dating, so I became the third wheel.
That's funny you make that observation, yeah. Though, about him not wanting to be.
Well, I know I'm listening. I just. Why do I need to look at you guys?
He really wants to be here, but he wants to pretend like.
No,
he doesn't care, so that you guys could give him some attention.
Well here's
he's
the
doing it
here's
for attention.
The real reason. I don't
get
it.
Get it, cariños.
House.
Get it, cariños.
I don't have internet in my house, so I'm stealing as much of Travis's internet as I possibly can.
Yeah, so there you go. That's why Anthony's called.
He's the type of friend that comes and doesn't like say, hey, you know, like, how's it going? He just asks you for your Wi-Fi password instead.
He wants to know where the doodles are.
He doesn't come in the house, just sits in the yard.
The fucking dudes from Dreamworks.
Have you ever seen me outside your house, Travis? Just chilling? Oh, okay.
So back to what we were saying, though, we need to give shout-outs to our two donors we had this last week.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Which you know exactly who the one was because it showed Zero Dark Anthony to me.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, Anthony, thank you. Thank your sisters for us for donating. Yeah. That was really cool of them.
Sharing it with people, you know, and, you know, getting the word out.
Yeah, Travis. Travis,
I've been sharing it on Facebook.
Nudge,
if you'd unblock me, you would know.
If you were friends with him, you would know.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are Facebook friends, okay?
And you know what? I haven't even seen that sharing in there.
Damn.
Shared post. It's just that my phone broke, and I have this little cheap
phone.
No, look at it. It's like it's
called.
It's just sad.
Yeah,
I shared it.
Calling your bluff.
She's weak.
I'll go back and find it on my Facebook wall right now.
I bet you will.
While you're thinking our other guest.
Last year.
Thinking our other special person.
Posted 3 weeks ago.
Huh, 3 years ago?
It was within the last week.
He's going to have that 1 year event post.
He's going to post it right now, but set the date to like 2 months ago.
Hey, have you seen Ant-Man yet?
Fuck you.
Because I haven't. Let's go.
See what?
Ant-Man.
Wait, guys. Okay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves before we talk about this conversation again. I'd like to give a big thanks to Isabel. She was a guest on the show. Thank you, Isabel, for your generous contribution. That was fucking amazing. I almost like lost it when I saw.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because when I got the
generosity.
Email, when I got the email and saw, you know, the preview, I was like, holy shit. What, Roy? What's more important?
What? So thank you, Isabel. We really appreciate it. We're going to do something. I don't know what. We're going to brew something up. We're going to do something cool for you. And, you know, that's fucking awesome.
Monday, 7:02 a.m.
And everything, and that's cool.
What did she do?
She made a donation.
She made a good donation, like, you know, like none of Travis's friends, but, you know.
Like infinity percent
all of a sudden,
more.
Travis doesn't have any friends.
You know, Travis's friends were like,
he has all these friends
that doing the podcast.
You know, like, so many people.
I know, like, what's up with all these people you know?
It's weird that you...
A lot of the people that I have hit up, I mean, that are my friends that I've hit up for this, either flake out or don't want to do it.
So
that's fucked up.
And I did text.
They don't believe in you. That's the thing.
I guess. What?
What's going on? You need new friends.
You want to go on 10?
Yeah, I stole a car just to come over here.
You stole a car to come over here?
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you too for stealing a car to come over here.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Hopefully, your wanted level has gone down by now. But,
how many stars?
You know, pain spray is just around the corner, so. I'm sure 8-Ball can hook you up.
We're back. Ready for round two.
Travis, are you a blue peanut M&M?
No, crispy M&M.
Remember when those came out? The blue M&M was like a big deal.
Yeah.
The blue M&Ms.
Yeah, remember?
And they're freaking nasty too.
Yeah, they had the million dollars.
What do you mean? They don't
away.
Even taste like anything.
You know,
they're not good at all.
I don't get that either.
They don't taste like anything.
What?
M&Ms all taste the same.
They all taste
color.
The same. What do you mean they
don't
taste
the same?
Yeah,
there's
no
they
don't.
The
peanut ones don't.
Yes, they do.
They all taste the same.
Okay, the crispy ones and then the birthday cake ones.
Okay, no, but we're talking about colors.
Well, that's yeah. You said the blue one.
You said the blue one tastes like shit.
Oh no, I meant like the actual like. You know, the flavor,
packaging?
Whatever thingy.
The M&M's aren't flavored.
You know, like,
you're
like,
saying the blue bag.
Chocolate flavor.
Yeah, the blue
bag. Yeah, the crispy M&M's, the blue bag M&M's.
Yeah.
That's
no,
what I was
crispy,
saying.
I got your crispy M&M right here, though.
You have to take a shower. Your M&M's wouldn't be crispy.
I got your crispy right
isn't
here.
Crispy green.
All I heard from your Aunt Anthony was the internet's like breaking up.
Fucking Baymax.
I blame Roy.
I didn't do anything.
He actually put his phone down after after 13 minutes on his phone.
Well, did anybody watch Ant-Man?
No.
Let me tell you the whole story.
So you've already seen it?
Yeah, I already
Spoil.
Is it a good movie?
So at the end, Wolverine comes out and he's like, hey, bub. And then Gambit
Bubby.
Comes out and then Wolverine and Vegeta and Gohan.
Well,
what would you do if they were M&Ms?
I'd be pretty disappointed. I'd throw them in your face.
You don't like M&Ms?
I would chew them and then I would spit them.
Because you were expecting sugar?
Exactly.
And you're getting
nothing.
Nasty, according to you, nasty blue
M&Ms. Unless they're peanut ones, then it's cool. But
peanut butter?
You don't like chocolate?
Like the ones that have the peanut inside?
The almonds?
It's peanut.
Let me see the bag real quick.
The yellow ones? The yellow bag?
You can
have some. They're almonds.
No, I just want to read the
label. They're peanuts.
They're like
almonds. Stop, they're not almonds. Seriously,
they're almonds.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're crustaceans.
Crustaceans, motherfucker.
It says peanut on the bag.
Huh?
So I've been living a lie these 25 years of my life.
Don't you have a pet named Peanut?
I do, actually.
Yeah, I remember.
I still have her.
It's a dog, right?
It's a dog. And then I have a rat that was... Well, I had a rat. His name was Ratatouille. And now I have Domo.
What happened to everybody?
Okay, so Ratatouille died. My mom... He died of a heat stroke. My mom left him in a room with no AC. And then I came back and he was hard. Nah, that's weird. No, he was dead.
Sure, he died of a heat stroke?
Yeah.
They made a movie that had that same fucking plot line, you know?
He died, yeah. And now I have Domo.
Clerks.
Pino went blind from one eye.
That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
I have Bruce. And I have Shelby now, which I adopted from the Humane Society. She's a bitch. She doesn't like anyone.
That's why she was in the Humane Society.
And I have three cats.
Three cats.
What's that joke about getting a dog at the Humane Society? It's like, get out here, you stupid mutt, or something like that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is not very mean, though.
It wasn't. Mm-hmm.
They're in there for a reason. Huh. It's just animal jail.
Seriously.
What if you get a dog?
Anthony has a dog. He has a big old German Shepherd.
Is it the neighbors? Oh, wait. I thought you were talking about him. My bad.
No, Anthony. He's Roy.
I'm Roy.
I'm the one that's not there. I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
Faceless voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Faceless and stuttering.
Today, Junior.
Yeah, like he keeps making like weird ass noises, but you know, technology.
It does it more when we talk over him.
It's probably Travis's cheap ass Wi-Fi.
No, I don't have cheap ass Wi-Fi.
It's pretty. Good.
And I don't know how I'm coming through, and that's why I'm trying not to jump in while everyone's talking.
No, just go ahead and jump in.
So where is he at right now?
But,
is he like?
But then it sounds like. Blah, 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 blah.
Ask him. He's on the line.
Anthony.
What?
Oh shit. You know what?
Where's the beef?
You know what? Fuck you. I don't even know.
And that's how you get out of answering questions.
And that's a what?
That's how you get out of answering questions.
Oh. Where are you?
Live track.
I am in Chicago right now.
Chicago.
But I'm staying in Indianapolis.
So it's technically your... Oh, okay. Never mind. So Valerie's in Indianapolis?
Val's back there.
You're confusing me.
In Arizona. Oh, you have been brought up to speed. That's all that means.
Okay, so where is she at?
She's in Yuma.
I guess. I don't want to go further. That's cool, though.
Yes, because Marcel is being really, really mature about this.
Okay, well, that's cool. I'm glad you're somewhere over there.
Why? That's like your favorite one, isn't it? Why are you trying to hold back your laughter?
Just because I don't want to yell to the mic. So, Anthony, tell us a little bit about yourself and shit. We never properly introduced you.
I figured I was introduced enough through you guys, but...
Yeah, no, but let's do it informally, unofficially.
What do you have on your Grindr profile?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 5'5", you know, carved out of marble.
Nice. Can you send us that picture?
Descended from Mount Olympus.
How dark is zero?
Is that a big crit lyric or?
No, I don't know. I just was making shit up.
I don't get it.
Big crit, Mount Olympus.
Okay. Yeah, they don't get it.
They don't watch BET.
Yeah. Do you watch BET?
No.
Yeah,
I watch what is it? Scared Straight or something? Or
I don't know.
Scared Straight.
That's
whatever?
On BET.
No.
That's on BET.
No, but it has black people.
It's gotta be on BET. It's got black.
Well, isn't that like saying I watch Maury? It has black people.
I'm glad you feel your quota of black people by watching that show.
I don't watch BET. I don't watch TV.
I feel less racist watching.
I watch
this.
Netflix.
I have black viewers.
I feel like that's more racist because it's a prison show.
You don't even have black friends. You just watch shows with black
They're
people.
Out of control.
Do you have any black friends?
Wow, that's horrible. I do have black friends. They don't live here in town, but.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah, they never do.
So you can never see them or meet them.
Anthony, are there a lot of black people there where you live?
which live in Chicago or Indianapolis?
Yes.
Yes, in both.
But yeah, there's a lot of both.
Nice.
That part fucked up everything.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
I think if we talk, it fucks the thing up.
Well, yeah, it's because it's the echo cancellation. It does that. You just wouldn't notice it as much normally.
Yeah, you go. Oh,
I was waiting for that.
So, Rocio, I have something I want to like. Talk to you about.
What's up?
Because Travis here gets offended about it. So, I mean, can we get personal?
What are you talking about?
It depends. Can we depart from ordinary church?
What's your question? Just get
okay.
To it.
Do you get offended when someone says faggot?
Even if they don't say that word all the time.
And not toward you. If let's say me and Roy are having a conversation, you're behind
us, and I go,
you're a faggot. No, no, no.
Yeah.
He just gets weird about it.
Oh, no.
Do you get offended?
Honestly, at work, I get a lot. I mean, because I look like a little boy. So my boss, she always like tries to point it out because a lot of people like kind of look at me funny. So she points it out like, oh, how old do you think she is? Just to mention the whole sheep part, right? Mm-hmm. And there's this lady, I remember, that she was renting a car. And so she's this, the rental thing is like in the service department. So she went in there and she was like, she's a lesbian, right? And then she was like, the rental lady was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, she looks like a little boy. And or something. Like, no, she asked her if I was a lesbian. And then the rental girl was like, why don't you ask her? And she's like, I think I will when I come back. So the rental lady, she got really offended by it. She's like, what the hell? Like, why is she asking me? Why doesn't she ask you? She say she look, you look like a little boy, whatever. And I was like, it's fine. Like, I actually laugh about it. And I use the word faggot all the time. So I'm not offended when people say things about, like, gay people because I'm...
Like, when people say that's gay.
I use that word all the time.
A man could be in a faggot.
As long as I use, like
you're such
a
pussy,
Roy.
Seriously.
But I didn't do anything. What the fuck? I was just going
to... And it doesn't...
You don't need to do
you
anything,
know, like, the whole
Roy.
Thing about the... about the whole pizza guy, whatever, that he said all these
Ronnie's,
things.
Ronnie's Pizza Jr.?
Yeah, so one of the financial guys comes to me and he's like, hey, did you read this? And then I read it all and I was like, okay, so he's free to his opinion. Like, it doesn't really matter to me because I'm cool with it.
So I'm curious, are you...
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
It's a bad that answer. Is good. I like
no.
that part.
Are you, you know, person here? Are you gay or are you bi?
Well, you know.
Or yeah.
No, I wouldn't see myself with a guy again.
Hmm.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Did you notice I said guy, not girl, right?
Yeah, he heard you.
Okay.
No, he said me neither.
Oh, I thought he said me too.
No, it was kind of.
Yes, like I don't. Well, I couldn't say like, oh,
you were married, right?
I was married, so yeah. I couldn't say like, hey, I don't
that's
like
the
guys.
The trippy part is that you were married to a guy.
Exactly,
my
so I can't say
was the same situation.
I can't say I like. That's oh, I'm gladly divorced now. Like,
oh, you're officially divorced.
Officially divorced. I just need to go change my last. But anyways, I don't like I couldn't. I hated when people would tell me like, oh, are you completely gay? Because have you been with the guy before? Have you, you know? It's like, oh, you don't know if you are, if you're not, if you haven't tried it. Well, I tried it, been there, done that, and it's not my thing.
You've had the dick. You've had it. It tastes good.
I've had it. It doesn't taste. It's no. I'm a pussy person.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't like the way the dick tastes?
I didn't try it, honestly. I didn't try it in my mouth.
You've never given head?
Why would I do that? That's
wait, what do you
mean,
why? What do you what?
That's dick. What, you have?
No, but
why
but
wouldn't you, Marcel?
I'm not
seriously.
Gay though. But I'm.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm not gay though.
I'm not into it.
You don't know if you haven't tried.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to.
So you got married and did all that, but you never gave any head at all.
Why would I do that? The mother trucker got lucky if he got.
Don't you go down on a girl?
The mother trucker.
That's amazing, but what? It's you know it's
you're
like
switching
okay,
you know
what's
pole
your,
for
okay,
a dugout.
What's
you know
your
what
least
mean?
Favorite food? Something that you just can't eat at all. Do you like mushrooms?
Dick, I don't know.
That's how I
you know,
feel.
I can eat almost about anything.
Yeah, I can see that.
Roast beef? Roast beef?
Yeah, I'll have a 2 for $5.
Do you like
not,
tomatoes?
No, I don't mean Arby's roast beef.
You mean ground beef?
Can you eat like raw tomatoes with salt?
Yeah.
Is that your ground beef?
No,
what about,
beef.
Can you eat onions, like like an apple?
What about hot bologna?
No, you can't.
Yeah, hot bologna.
There you go.
I've had it once. I won't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Can you eat chile?
No, I'm just saying, like you never wanted to try it.
No, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know.
I find it hard
here's
to believe
thing.
That you didn't try it.
Here's the thing. But here's the thing, Marcelo.
I can see her point. Like, would you ever want to try to suck a dick?
No, but that's not, but I'm not gay, though.
I'm
if
right.
I was gay, then, yeah. Of course, all
but,
day.
But she is
we
gay.
Do the
no,
expression,
no, no,
man.
But you were, when I met you, you weren't like, okay, for lack of a better way to say it, you weren't fully gay when I met you.
No, because.
Because you were dating dudes. You weren't even gay at all, as a matter of fact.
I was actually. I just.
Okay. Then I didn't know.
I wasn't completely gay.
Because you were still talking about like cute guys and dating
okay,
guys.
Okay, being gay doesn't mean that I'm blind.
No, I know. But you didn't tell, you never told me like, hey, I'm gay, Marcelo.
I didn't think I needed to.
Is she obligated to?
Well, because you were still like talking to.
I didn't know that was like.
Martin, remember you were talking
to. Martin was my friend.
Wait, but he thought it was something else.
And it was. Here's the thing. I would always hang out with guys, and I could never have a guy friend that did not have a crush on me.
That's not true. I never had a crush on you.
Marcelo, stop lying. Remember yet?
You know what? I liked the idea of hanging out with you. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, but let's just not get into that.
And I seriously saw you way better as a friend. I came to that mutual understanding. I'm a much better friend than a girlfriend. Well, I wouldn't know, but yeah,
that's the conclusion that I came to.
Yeah. Anyways, so
what were you gonna say, Anthony?
Yeah,
I forgot. It's not important.
I
tried to jump in so somebody'd shut up and let him talk, but.
It's not that he's so low, though. He doesn't have any bass.
It's not that he's low. It's that when you guys just don't shut up, I was invited here to talk. You have to let a word in, let him in. So yeah,
shut up.
Is this working? Is this low enough?
Nobody wants to hear about your gay stories.
Yeah. Are you sure? There's so much fun.
We want to hear all about
vagina monologue.
I knew this was going to happen. I was like, we're going to talk about vaginas.
Because the previous episode, it got into this whole gay issue. So. And Travis is against the word faggot, so I was just curious, since you're technically our first gay person, I think.
Do I get, like, a sticker or something?
As far as we know, at least.
A shirt. I want a shirt.
You're the first real gay person on the show. Well, Roy's kind of gay, but, you know, like...
The one that's not in denial, not hanging out in the closet, in the gym.
Anybody else, if we don't know it, so...
I can honestly tell you who's gay.
Because that's the thing. Like, a lot of people don't get offended by it, but he still thinks everybody does. So
No, it's the thing.
And that's the thing. It's not even necessarily that it personally offends me. It's just I know that there's still people that are very offended by it.
I know, too, that I think part of the reason I do it, too, is the fact...
Can you shut the fuck up?
Seriously, it's hip hop.
Yeah, you guys start talking, so that's good.
You shut the fuck up.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Bet you won't hit him.
No, forget it.
But you won't hit him.
I'm guessing what you're trying to say is that there's a lot of people that get offended and they take it to the max. Because I, especially the ones that are out of, like they wear like rainbow shirts and whatnot. Yeah, they're you can't say shit.
What I was going to say, though, is the fact that a lot of the times the part of it has to do with the fact that he does that stuff for the shock value and just to instigate and I don't know.
You're an instigator, Marcel.
That's what I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Oh, mom.
No.
But it's kind of
I don't go out of my way to go, hey, faggot this, faggot that. I don't do that.
It's kind of like saying the word nigga.
The point was, if I'm having a conversation with somebody, me and Roy are out in public, and somebody over here listens to me say faggot, they're going to get all bent out of shape. Why? I didn't call you a faggot, first of all. And mind your own business. Like, but I'm talking to this person.
It's the same reason
I'm out in public and so are you. You took the chance to come out here to hear fucked up shit. Like, that's your fault. Stay at home if you don't want to hear offensive things.
But it's the same thing, though.
America, freedom of speech.
Exactly. The first time that you pulled out the, you know, when I was saying something to you and you did the, nah, but you're gay, dog. And I said something about it. You, since that day, have gone out of your way to do that. As much as you can, just because you know that it irritates me.
I feel like this is...
And you've already done it like four
gay,
times
dog.
During... Yeah, five times, I think, already during this podcast.
But you're gay, dog.
You just because you know it pisses me off.
You shouldn't be offended anyways.
Yeah.
It's stupid, though, because what you're saying is that it's bad.
No, he's not. He's just saying.
If you're saying this, you know, that's the whole thing, is the connotation of when you do it like that is that gay is a negative thing.
I know, but Travis, you're gay, dog.
I don't know. I use it as I'm like, it's gay, like saying like lame and stuff. It doesn't.
But that's the thing. If you're using it that way, then you're implying that gay is lame.
Well, not really. I'm just using it like if you say shenanigans instead of saying stuff, you know?
Shenanigans are a little mild.
It's like... Change the word from like gay.
It's like saying homosexual means homosexual. Roy, you know what? I'm talking shit about you.
I guess I don't say it with that intention. I don't take it like that.
I'm just saying. I'm just using another example.
I don't know. Why, just another version.
I don't know, Travis, but you're gay, dog.
You're gay, dog.
In the same context,
guilty.
You say that Roy's speech problems. You call him Royism. So that's saying that his speech is bad.
Yeah.
So
and that's more personal.
That's actually
it's
more
actually
fucked up.
More.
That is personal and direct.
Yeah.
You are directly.
So that's worse than actually saying faggot.
Yeah.
Because you're directing towards a person.
Because of Royism, you're saying that it is directly
You're almost
Roy.
As bad as a guy
Bottom
from
line
Ronnie's
is that
pizza.
It hurts Roy's feelings, okay?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I don't give
exactly.
Sense.
It could,
no
though.
It could. It, yeah, like...
Then I wouldn't do it if it bothered him.
I think saying
That's
the Roy
I
joke
that he can
is,
take
a lot
some
more,
of it.
Is a lot more heart, you know,
it's
wrenching
more
than
but,
saying faggot.
Like, I don't know. Words shouldn't hurt unless it's directed towards someone, like, personally.
Sticks and stones can break my bones.
You're weak, then.
So, you have tattoos? Tell us about your tattoos.
Oh, I just got one. I just got a new one. Look.
Show it to us.
It's an octopus, and it has a teacup and a little top hat. How
nice.
Cool is that? Like, hold on. I don't want to get naked here, but...
I see somebody subscribes to Etsy.
I was going to say, like, it's an octopus, and
what?
All the tentacles Etsy? Are dicks. That would have been funny.
Your face is funny.
Okay.
That would not have been funny.
It
you see,
would have.
You see, it doesn't... I guess it doesn't bother me. It bothers me when people talk about dicks.
What?
I don't know, because it's not... Look, it's a little cover-up, but... It has a little top hat right there, and then he has a teacup, and then
you know what you should do? Instead of like, hey, let's go to the gun show, you should take your shirt off like that one day and be like, release the Kraken.
Right?
And just like, you know.
I need to go to the gym for that.
Because it kind of looks like.
Because I look like SpongeBob like when he tries to go to the
Anthony,
gym.
Anthony, do you want me to text you a picture of it so you don't feel left out?
No, it's okay. I
Well, fine. I didn't want to show you my tattoo. Okay. So cool. I just got it like a week ago. And
are you
just,
down? Are you cool with nudity, Brazil?
Do I like...
Like, are you cool with it on your body?
You
like, if you were naked and someone took pictures of you?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. No, I'm kidding.
Marcella has the paperwork under the table.
Here, let me fill that out right here.
I think I would be okay with it.
Yeah?
Like, I could take my shirt off and I'd be okay with it. Everything else would just kind of be, like, weird.
Not your vag?
Not my vagina.
You'd walk around topless if it wasn't illegal?
You know what? I've mentioned that many times to my girlfriend that I'm like, I wish I could just, you know.
Are you weirded out by the concept of transvaginal mesh surgery?
Oh, God. Do you realize
that? I've like wondered, like I would probably just get it done to see what it feels like and then get my vagina done again.
What?
But okay. I'm okay with my I'm okay with my vagina. I don't need a pussy.
Do you even understand what transvaginal mesh is?
Is it
it's when you've had like bladder surgery or something and they've injected and they've had to put some mesh in to keep your like bladder from falling out.
Oh.
And afterwards the mesh starts like working its way through the walls of your vagina and you have to get more
How
surgery
in
it.
How come you know
so
much about this?
Because I see ads for it on cable news all the time.
Oh.
Because Travis owns a vagina in his pants.
I thought you meant like I thought you meant like the whole like getting your vagina into a penis. Like
no,
making it out.
No.
Okay, then never mind. I don't want to try that.
He's talking about like some horrible thing where this synthetic mesh like migrates through the wall of your vagina.
I think the last one was him. It wasn't his
fault. You caught me. Where are you going, Ryan?
He's trying to play it off.
Where's he going?
To charge his phone.
Oh, thank God. All right, Gene Belcher. When are you going to start the robot voice?
So,
and the laser gun.
Did we miss the whole topic here?
I don't know.
I feel like we did.
Did
I don't
we?
Know.
What were we supposed to talk
topic?
About?
Actually,
there are no topics, but I think we skipped something.
I did find something that she's offended by.
What?
Just
dicks?
Yeah. I don't like, dicks.
You don't like this? You don't like the cheat dicks?
Here,
or?
No. Like, it's not that I'm offended by that, but like, I guess like whenever, like for example, would it be weird for you to watch a gay scene of two guys having sex or something?
No,
it's weird. I don't feel comfortable in watching like a sex scene between a guy and a girl. It just makes me uncomfortable. It's
you just like two girls, that's it?
I just don't really like
sex
two
guys?
Scenes. I'd probably make fun of it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be like.
What if it was three guys?
I've seen that before. It's like, yeah.
What if they were like really hairy?
That's like the recycling.
I mean, question. Yeah, it's like you have to tilt your head a little
what
bit.
What about six guys?
No, I've only seen one with four.
62 guys?
Oh, well.
What if Travis was one of the guys?
That'd be,
would that pique your interest a little more?
I don't think I'd be able to look at him in the eye anymore.
Yeah.
What if it happened via Skype?
Can you watch your friends do porno?
Can I watch my friends? No. No, because...
You can't watch your friends fuck?
I've never done that before. I wouldn't want to.
Well,
I would.
You can
be
try
weird.
It, right?
If you, well, are you guys trying to have sex with each other and then make me watch or record?
You mean,
or
are you down?
I'll do the voiceovers.
There you go.
Marcelo will play the fart noises off his phone.
Don't you guys miss 928 Hoes Exposed?
Not really, because I never really
I
saw
know
it.
Nothing.
Oh, I saw a couple of those, and then after, like, I was like, oh my god, I wonder who's next. And then I wondered if I was ever in it.
I think you were.
Really? Probably. Yeah. A little lesbians were probably.
I wasn't in Yuma long enough to be exposed to 928 hoes exposed.
That's what you think.
928 hoes exposed.
Yeah. So Anthony, did you enjoy seeing a little bit of Yuma in the news this last week?
Like, a tiny
what, World Star?
Yeah. And Playboy.
That was whack, man. I was disappointed. I thought the dude was gonna get his ass whooped, you know, in World Star fashion. And then
me too. Someone's gonna get shot and
yeah, somebody's gonna get fucked up. And nobody got fucked up.
World Star focused all the attention on his big stupid face. World Star.
Yeah.
Then started hawk his mixtape.
No.
I just saw a video where there's like a bunch of pranksters like pranking people in the hood and like immediately just getting knocked out. That should have been a World Star.
I do that shit with my dog.
Just like, knock your dog out.
You do World Star like, with your dog?
No, I fucking fuck with the dudes who I know smoke weed, but they don't know me, and I'll walk with the shepherd and I'll like point at the car in certain areas and he'll sniff around. So he looks like he means business, but really he doesn't know what the fuck he's sniffing for.
He's trying to pee somewhere.
No, he just sniffs, and then at one point in time, he jumped up on one of the cars. Oh. So I pulled out my phone and act like I was calling it in, and they fucking took off.
World Star.
Yeah. Are you down with World Star, Anthony?
No, I mean, I have just liked, get whatever comes up on the feed or whatever sometimes.
Have you liked their page?
No, I'm not onto social media like that too much.
Are you what down with, like, you watch BET?
Are you down with the sickness? Nah.
Always down with the sickness.
Wow.
So what does what does Anthony do for fun?
Watch his World Star.
Shit. So you, yeah, that's why much. You and Marcelo are such good friends.
Those fart noises are from Anthony.
That's why Valerie's over here.
Oh!
Oh, I was kidding. I was so kidding. Oh my god, no.
My pride. Hurt my pride.
Fight.
Now my feelings.
Have you ever seen the fight and then hear someone yell World Star?
No. I did see two drunk white people almost get into a fight last night. And then one of them asked, it was me and two of my other friends, and they asked us, or they said, we'll give you $10 to whoop that guy's ass. And then they were like, $10 fucking dollars? That's not even gonna...
It's not even a pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
It are good go with pizza.
But I was instigating the fight because I was doing that bet you won't hit them shit while they were yelling and trying to drunkenly swing at each other.
Would you hit him?
No.
Did D hit him?
Yeah, definitely. D definitely hit him.
D hit him. You should have been like, damn, I don't know, officer. I think D hit him. D's nuts. Aren't you leaving? No, come back and say you're under arrest. Fuck.
So, yeah.
What's your, besides like the friends and shit you had here, what's your favorite thing about Yuma? Like, if you were to come back, what would you want to do?
Marcelo.
Besides Roy's mom.
Probably eat, man.
That's a quick comment.
Wait, not my mom?
You want to eat like Roy's mom?
Sure, why not?
Oh.
Who has it?
Oh.
Oh. I don't know if I take that compliment because I'm
definitely.
Sorry, I've been lagging in here with the bell.
So if you were to come to Yuma, what would be the one thing you want to do?
Marcelo, just keep going.
No, yeah, definitely Marcelo.
Ooh.
Just Marcelo.
Where would you want to eat?
Probably I'd want to go to like Mr. G's, Lute's Casino for the potato tacos, and then
potato tacos.
Potato does sound boring.
The fuck,
they're delicious.
I was with somebody that had some yesterday.
I'm going to have to try that without the farts.
And then I'd probably go to Mexico and get some real Mexican food because Indianapolis sucks.
What food is good in Indianapolis? What do they have?
Nothing. Really? I mean, it's just pretty much all commercialized. Like,
do they have
bojitos? I mean, everything.
Have what?
Bojangles.
Deep, Bojangles?
Deep dish
pizza. No Bojangles.
Oh. No, what the fuck
Chicago.
Is a Bojangle?
Oh my gosh. So when I was in North
Chicken
Carolina,
place.
Yeah.
Chicken what?
Chicken place, and they have Kool-Aid chicken. In the little soda machines. I'm
what?
Not even kidding. It's a chicken place.
A what?
Chicken place.
What is it?
A chicken
what?
Place.
Bojangles.
What is it?
It's a KFC.
ready so fuck.
And they have grits. And what else?
True grits.
Mashed potatoes.
That was funny for no reason.
What did I miss?
Shit, it sounds crazy.
The way your last laugh sounded, it was just like. Sound like a fucking goat or something.
Oh, shit. Rusty was like right there when laughing.
Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yo, you know what we need to do? Yes, we need to do an episode really drunk, man. Like, we need to fucking do that.
I can't drink. I mean, I'm not supposed
I was like,
to be
ready
drinking.
To drink.
What the fuck are you talking
I'm not supposed to be drinking.
Oh, okay.
What?
A lot has happened since we last met up, Marcelo.
Why?
You taking pictures?
Yeah.
I am a criminal.
What do you mean you're a criminal?
Because she graduated from UMI.
Yeah, exactly. You How'd go. You know?
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
So what happened? You're running in with the law?
I'm on probation right now.
Why?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not supposed to be.
We can just look
wow,
up,
maybe so. We shouldn't have that on here. No, I'm serious. Maybe we should not have that on here.
So what happened? You ran into the police and.
Yeah. They didn't think I was cool. They didn't think I was funny, actually.
Took
it pretty
serious. You were telling jokes and stuff?
Yeah, I was like, dude, seriously?
They weren't down with your
kinda
material?
Kind of tapped them on the shoulder. I was like, really, dude?
What was one of what was one of your bits during the performance?
Well, he was trying to give me a ticket, and I was like,
nah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man.
That's cool.
I don't really get pulled over that often. So it's kind of ironic.
You just flash them and then they leave?
I tried, but there wasn't much to flash. So I didn't think they didn't buy them, so.
What do you mean?
I was like, well, this is why I'm gay.
I don't get it.
There wasn't much to flash.
I don't get it.
Okay, that's cool. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean there's not much to flash?
Marcelo, just stop.
I think you're gonna
tell
have
me
to,
about your quarter.
I think you're going to have to, like, prove it to us. I don't know. I mean, maybe we can be the judge of that.
Wouldn't you want that?
I mean,
just tell me about your quarter instead.
It's just a quarter. I've had it since high school.
Ooh, shit.
It's pretty clean.
What was that?
Fucking lightning.
Oh.
I was like, stuck right by the house.
Anthony found $20 in his pocket.
I thought Anthony knew something more about the quarter that he wasn't going to bring up. Something.
No.
Nope.
That shit was way too close.
Oh, wait, you're being serious?
I hope we don't get electrocuted if he gets hit.
That's what I hated about North Carolina in summers, that it was like always lightning, thunderstorms, and they were just really scary. Because I had a lot of windows in my house. It seemed like they were going to break.
You know, lightning can strike through glass, right?
I'm pretty scared of thunderstorms. I don't have a thunder buddy.
Did you know that lightning can strike through glass?
Yeah, and it magnifies it.
Did you know
it?
That I knew that? I was very well aware of that.
Did you?
Just in case.
How would you protect yourself during a thunderstorm?
I would just sit in the middle of the room away from the windows.
Give someone the lightning
Once
pole.
Again, missing Yuma. Fucking El Centro's getting fucked up. Lights getting fucked up.
You interrupted Rocio, by the way.
Seriously, dude, that's just
she
rude.
Was in the middle of her.
You know what? Fuck this. I'm
her boring story.
Never rains in Yuma. See? Never rains here.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's true.
Yeah, there comes the fart again.
So you were saying?
I forgot.
How much she hates storms.
Oh, mom, shut up.
Jesus.
Rocio, just make something up.
Wow, thank you for making me feel like I'm so boring.
Anthony,
well,
it's
you don't
want to
tell the interesting story.
I have many interesting stories about.
Tell us one.
I know more about you than you know about yourself, Anthony.
Oh,
tell us what you know about Anthony.
That's fine. I don't
tell us what you know about him.
He's all like, that's fine.
Tell us what you know about Anthony.
I really don't even know who this guy is.
Tell us what you think you know about Anthony.
Yes.
He's in the Marines.
He's in the Marines.
fuck was that? Was that thunder?
Are you alive?
Yeah.
Still? Are you good?
Alive?
Are you okay?
Holy shit,
hey, Anthony,
man.
You there?
You know what? I don't want to be mean because what if something happens to him and then that's
the last thing you told him?
Yeah. Hey, we might get the first death on a podcast today.
Sir, are you there? Are you with us?
I hope my ears don't get electrocuted.
So you were saying? He's in the Marines?
He's in the military, right?
Nope.
What do you know about Roy?
Who is it, that one that you make so many like songs about on Facebook?
That's Manny.
Oh, that's Manny. See, that's the guy I wanted to meet.
Me too.
Why do you have him here?
Ouch.
You know how hard it is to get Manny? Guy's always busy.
I know how hard it is to get Manny.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a power supply,
though. Do you have a keyboard here?
I don't.
Yeah, he doesn't have a power supply. Anthony's way too up on all these little things.
Hey.
He knows all the deets.
You broke up. Say that again.
I just listen, and I've been actually going through the archives with my sisters, you know, and re-listening to the old episodes.
Travis, he listens.
Huh?
Like your friends.
They listen too.
Well,
but
where
just
are
don't
they
donate.
No, they listen.
They want
the podcast to keep going, but they're not going to donate to keep the podcast
going.
Yeah,
you know, simple economics, you know.
All right, all of my friends that are listening, please donate something. Anything.
They're going to donate.
I don't think they're listening. That's why they haven't donated.
Go
probably,
to Facebook.com.
Seriously, did you know you can talk shit about all your friends and they wouldn't even know?
Yeah. Say something mean about one of your friends anonymously.
I'm sure you have a stinky friend.
Does it have to be one who I think listens?
No.
Oh. I have to decide which friend I'd talk shit about then.
How about all of them? Because they haven't donated.
Exactly. I was going to say, you can't.
Well, anyway, I was going to say, if you go to facebook.com/localprogramming, and at the top of the page, there's a little shop now link. And if you click there, it'll take you to the PayPal thing where you can donate securely via using your credit card or whatever.
You guys accept money orders?
Or like whatever.
We accept anything.
We accept.
What if someone wants to donate
a cashier's check?
We accept a box full of nickels.
What if someone wants to donate sex? Would you take it?
Like how? How would they distribute that?
Like if they say, "Oh, well, I want to donate my penis to you."
Oh, penis? Oh, that's Travis's area. So Travis can he'll redeem that coupon.
But what if they want to donate
that
to you?
Yeah,
A cock.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably use it.
Get that goop on.
Yeah. I'd probably like have them in a porno. Since it's
not a movie.
Since it's hard to get a guy to be in a porno these days.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why haven't you done one?
I don't know.
No, why haven't you?
Fetish porn is a little
seriously,
too
why?
Niche.
You know what? Why haven't you done one? Like,
you mean like been in one?
Yeah.
It's not the market for BBW isn't that big.
Actually,
it's BBM.
You're a BBW?
Well, BBM.
You're a BBM.
What does that stand for?
Or do we not know something?
Big
beautiful woman.
Big black man. If somebody were to redeem a dick, I'd probably use them to be in a porno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel a little special kind
with of.
With you? Sure, yeah, with me.
All right, I'm bringing a pizza.
I'll watch.
But you have to watch the entire thing.
Who's renting the white van to shoot it in the back of?
When are we doing this?
You have to watch Rasil.
My camera's charged.
I'll have some popcorn.
We could have had a black couch. Thanks a lot, okay. Travis.
Yeah,
fuck,
Travis.
Is there anything you don't know? God damn.
Wait, what?
Damn.
He's fucking giving me shit about not picking the couch out of the dumpster day before yesterday. Do you just like text him an ongoing digest of everything that happens?
Travis, he listens.
That wasn't in the podcast.
Yes,
that was at lunch.
It was in the podcast.
It wasn't in the podcast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one on Thursday.
It was on the one with Alexis.
Oh, you're talking about the one from campus.
So
I was talking about the one that we saw Thursday.
You guys saw the other one?
Yeah.
It's garbage, dude.
No, we saw a big black leather sofa in the dumpster behind Big Lots the other
That's
day.
That's where my sofa
was. That wasn't in the podcast.
It wasn't black. It was
brown. No, I was talking about the one at the college.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, the Big Lots one was black.
So there's another instance where you forgot to pick up a black couch.
I didn't forget shit.
And it was wrapped, too. It was wrapped, like brand new.
I didn't forget shit.
Really?
Travis, you're disappointing.
I didn't forget shit.
No donation, no black couch.
No, because I know you're going to want to, hey, could I just leave it at your house for a while? No.
You could leave it at my house for a while. There's like a whole garage there.
I didn't have that. I'll go check the dumpster.
And I have like two rooms that you could put them in.
Oh, God.
Yeah, your own porn rooms.
That was the whole thing. I don't think you heard that. They gave me shit a couple of years ago because
three for you to pick in.
The whole
I
thing
do it in your room.
Not that one.
The whole thing, Rocio, was they were giving me shit because there was a student threw away a black leather love seat in the dumpster at work, and none of them were working that day, and they were expecting me by myself to wrestle a love seat out of the dumpster and into the truck by myself.
Pretty sure if you said Travis,
but you're a big man. You are a big man.
It was hot. It was after hours, and I had somewhere to be.
It was hot, and he was tired, and he just wanted to go home.
Exactly. And why should I be climbing in a dumpster to fish
out? You just didn't want
to fish out some nasty ass black leather love seat for someone else.
Because you didn't want it.
Yeah, I didn't want it. I mean,
you
Jesus.
Had it
like that fart.
I've already had it, but you didn't want it.
I've already helped Roy move 7 times. You know, I've moved enough sofas.
So in other words, you have experience in moving furniture.
Yeah, moving furniture by myself.
Exactly, by yourself. Like Roy was any help.
Got these guns right here.
I want that 22s. I'm just saying, if it's not here one day.
Don't you still have his phone?
You know I don't have it.
He's so angry about that.
Not angry about it.
I don't have it.
You never returned his phone.
I know.
That kind of makes you a thief.
You stole it?
You know what? Let me give you this one.
I think you should like reimburse him.
No, it's okay.
You should like reimburse him through donating through the podcast.
There you go, yeah.
How much do you want me to donate to the podcast?
Like, how much can you afford? What's the phone worth? Like $300?
I was like,
go ahead and
current market value.
Seriously, I'm gonna donate.
We would appreciate it. We're just kidding. We're not strong arming you, but that would be greatly appreciated if you did.
We're not strong arming you, but it would get my soul off my ass.
No, but I feel guilty about that phone because I didn't even have
That's a personal matter between you and Travis.
But this is how I'm gonna settle it.
Well, that's up to you. You're gonna donate under Travis's
works
friends.
For me if it gets him off my ass.
It's your phone.
I mean, technically,
it's your guys.
Technically, Marcello
problem.
Got the donation, so I can't give
it's
the credit to Travis.
That's true.
Shh, quiet, Anthony. Nobody asked your opinion.
I'm just saying, special guest.
Wait, what did you say?
He said that you're the one who got the donation, not me. So.
So they donate for you to buy Skittles?
Oh no!
No.
Are you sure?
My money. No, the donations are used for to pay for
the hosting
we have
of
to
the
pay
podcast.
For this.
Oh really?
Yeah. Because of the number
of
episodes.
We have to pay for the space on the
internet. how many people are downloading it, we have to pay for hosting.
So how's it going right now?
We're
okay.
We're okay, but we're getting to the threshold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's time to pay.
Is that gunfire, Anthony, or are you okay?
It might be. Who knows?
Okay.
Is it raining outside?
Here? No.
It's raining right here, right?
It's rain.
It sounds like it is.
Hallelujah.
Or is that the AC?
I think it's my AC.
Oh,
it
so
shouldn't
excited.
Be raining here.
Of course you would want it to rain, man.
It's just raining. It's still beating the shit out of Mexicali.
I'm wondering, have you played the Batman song?
That was pretty good.
There's a severe thunderstorm warning in Needles.
The Batman song.
You haven't played the Batman song on the bass or...
What?
The Batman song. The one that you used to always play every time you would grab my guitar. What?
Green sleeves?
Yeah.
What?
Doom sleeves?
What?
Mbop.
Do you remember that one time we were recording out in the castle? And then that little girl was like
in the
way.
Yeah. Her big old fucking head.
And then she turns around and then what did she say?
I don't remember. Something stupid. I don't remember.
Garbage day.
Yeah, but she was like right in front of the camera though.
And she was like smiling. And then Marcelo's like, you know, trying to
get her
out of the way.
The fuck out of here.
I don't remember what she said though. But
it was like something like higher. Okay. I don't know.
Probably.
Then the little girl came back with a lighter and some lighter fluid and set it on fire.
Gordo, sure, why not?
Yeah. Fake as hell.
Fake as hell.
Sure, why not?
Oh man, we gotta find that.
I don't care. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
I think it would.
Do you remember that?
Be better if I.
Was Travis there?
What?
Hello.
Huh?
What were you saying?
Be better if I fill in the blank.
I can't.
We do have to fill in the blanks.
I can't hear you. It's like it keeps breaking up.
How about now?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
What were you saying though?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not?
Do we break up at all on your end?
No, I haven't heard any breaks.
You farted? Okay, now are you okay?
Was that the chair or fart?
That's the floor.
Oh, the floor. Okay.
What do you mean the floor?
The floor is farting.
The wooden floor.
Like this
one. You know, because I'm...
That's here. My floor.
Oh, wait.
Are you making poopy?
There it is.
You making the doo-doo?
You know, the beauty of it is I could take a shit and still do the podcast if I wanted to.
Shitcast.
Yeah. You want to do that for us?
I can't. I already fucking did it before we got started, unfortunately.
Eat some Taco Bell.
What makes you shit? What makes you shit really bad?
White Castle, easily.
White Castle?
Taco Bell, dude.
How much White Castle does it take to make you shit? Any, or do you have to eat like a full sack?
Well, I mean, if I ever get, White Castle, I'm going to get the Crave case. Anthony?
Say what?
No, I don't get a sack. I get the Crave case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do about that?
How many is in the case?
They have 15s and 30s.
30s, yeah. Okay.
And the sacks?
What about the sacks? How many sacks can you eat?
I know. the list goes on and on.
How many Tanya sacks can you eat?
Oh,
as many as I need to.
Tanya sack riders.
As many as I have to.
Rocio, are you down to Tanya sack ride?
Oh, what?
Are you down to Tanya sack ride?
No.
just no.
Just utter disappointment in that. No.
You're not down to Tanya sack ride. Tanya sack ride.
I don't know what that is.
You know who Tanya Sackrider is?
You don't know who Tanya is?
No. Who the fuck is that?
How does nobody see that fucking sign?
He doesn't even live here and he's seen it.
What sign?
Tanya Sackrider.
There's a dentist on 16th Street. Her name is Tanya Sackrider.
I'm guessing she doesn't have that many customers.
No, she probably has a lot of customers.
I feel like she gets too many customers.
With a name like that, she must get a... Yeah.
People fly in.
Marcelo's a frequent customer, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Marcelo is all ready to get his teeth cleaned.
He has VIP.
If you know what I mean.
I'm ready to get more than that cleaned. I'm ready to get my sack emptied.
He's ready to get his cavity. He was ready to get his cavity checked.
She could ride my sack all day. Yeah. Fucking Tanya. She crazy.
She crazy.
No, that's the point, right? Fucking Tanya. Oh.
Yeah, and Anthony Marcello, I'm sure he's probably mentioned it to you. He was really pissed that I didn't bring him any White Castle back from Vegas, and he didn't quite understand the fact that you can't really keep White Castle fresh very long, and that by the time I drove White Castle 6 hours back from Vegas, he'd be better off just going to Walmart and microwaving it.
Plus, those things are potent. I mean, they will stick in your car.
Yeah. That smell does not go away. My hotel room smelled like White Castle for 2 days.
It just sounds like you didn't want to bring any. That's all.
No.
Like the one time they're like, no,
they
the
don't. Those things do not hold up if they're
would
not
you
fresh.
Rather eat 6 hour, you know,
White Castle?
6 hour old White Castle or fight Red Skull?
Well, see, those two options sound awesome to me. So.
What about you, Rocio? Would you rather ride Tanya's sack or fight Red Skull?
I don't know what you're talking about. I have to pee really bad, honestly.
Oh.
Are we taking a break?
Okay.
Travis?
What?
Would you rather have a soggy biscuit or fight Red Skull?
He likes soggy
biscuits.
Oh.
No. Go straight and make a left.
No.
You'll see the bed.
No,
just move the sheets out of the way and pee
on the
bed.
Right. Two more doors on the right.
Are you down with GoFuckMe?
GoFundMe.
If you guys out there would GoFund us, please. You know, we love the donations.
Yes.
If you'd like to go
Travis's
fuck us,
friends. cough. Travis's friends. Cough.
I mean, we've already been GoFucked by Travis's friends, so if you guys could GoFund, you know, a little more, I'd appreciate it.
Hopefully they donate to spite us.
You hate us?
No.
Just a little bit.
You wish you were at Wild River instead?
No, not really.
Oh, shit. Did you stop him from going to Wild River?
No.
Oh.
He stopped
Travis
himself.
Travis never wanted to show again.
You didn't want to go to Wild River?
No, I did.
You just said no.
I'm okay not going. I would have liked to.
Would you rather have been going than this?
No.
Why?
You like this better?
I'd rather do both.
Damn. So we should have recorded at Wild River?
I don't know that we're allowed to.
You don't know that. Why not? So we try.
We don't really want to drag all this shit to Wild River anyway.
I would.
I don't think they'd have a problem with me trying to hack their Wi-Fi to get Zero Dark Anthony on the line.
What's going on?
You're not a black man in a phantom.
How do you know?
Phantom, dun, gotcha. Dun, dun.
Rocio, are you a black man in a phantom?
Maybe I am.
Nice.
I don't think I would know if I was.
Do you ever feel black?
You don't think
sometimes?
You'd know if you were.
Huh?
You ever feel black sometimes?
Sometimes I do.
What's the blackest you've ever felt?
I know everyone feels like that.
Huh.
When you're watching the Scared thing, whatever, is it Scared Stupid?
Scared Straight.
What's Scared Stupid?
Wow.
What's Scared Stupid?
I thought I was racist. Oh, wow.
That's not racist?
Oh, wow. That's what the little girl said.
Oh, wow. No, that's not
yeah,
what she said.
Yeah, she did. She was like,
no,
oh, wow.
Oh, wow is from...
No, it was from that
No, that's from your house.
No,
when
no,
you're chilling
no.
in your living room. And you were like, oh,
no.
Wow, or something like that.
No,
yeah,
that little
you
girl was like,
that.
She turned around and she was like looking at me, and then she turned around and then she was like, oh, wow.
No,
yeah, no, no,
say
no,
that.
No.
Roy.
No.
Roy.
What? Yes.
Scared Stupid is an Ernest movie.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That's crazy. I was like, what the fuck is Scared Stupid from?
What's that show you watch? Bed Bath & Beyond? What is it?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
What's it called?
Beyond Scared Stupid, is it?
Beyond Scared Stupid? You said
Beyond Scared Stupid?
Beyond Scared Straight, sorry. See? Stupid
Beyond Basketball? Basketball?
Beyond Scared Stupid.
Beyond Scared Stupid.
Roy, you fuck dick.
It's a sequel. You fuck what? Dick.
I had some. I remember where that's from.
Oh, my Go Fuck Me? What?
No, we've been Go Fuck. That's been established already. We have a. No, we don't.
what was it that we don't have?
Nothing. How are you doing, Rocio?
I heard that.
That's like the third time you asked me that.
That how are you doing?
Yeah.
How are you doing now?
Yeah,
I'm fine
no.
now that I peed.
Oh, you only
use
peed?
The bidet.
Yeah, I just peed.
Are you down to use a bidet after you make poopy?
I don't know what that is.
It's this little device that shoots water up your ass.
Not necessarily up your ass.
It shoots water
off,
in your booty.
Cleans off your not just your
it
booty.
Cleans,
cleans off your private areas.
Your caca and it's all
your
in your booty.
Private areas.
It's not just for your ass.
Yeah, would you use it to give yourself a hydro enema?
No, you don't give yourself a hydro enema. It's just to rinse it off.
Are you down with the hydro enema, though?
It's not a fucking sickness. Garden hose.
A garbage day, but are you down with the enema?
Wouldn't that, like, get your pants wet and whatnot?
Yeah, it will get your lot of everything wet. That's what I was saying, right? You get your pants wet.
It doesn't. It's not a fucking
I meant you get
hose.
An orgasm when you're using the enema, when you're using the bidet. And it's like, it's
what?
Going in there so hard that you're getting all stimulated.
You
don't get your pants wet because you sit on it.
You know what, Travis? Sit on it.
Travis knows all about sitting on it.
He got you because you're gay. No, a bidet is this it's this device that just shoots water in your butt.
It's like a toilet, except it has a little nozzle that gently sprays up onto your
pues
genital
te quita
region.
Toda la caca, porque ahí tienes caca y te lo quita todo.
Toda la mierda de la chingada.
Toda la mierda de la chingada. Por todo pinche lado. Make sure you got a nice, clean wall. Because
no.
Cerote por todo pinche lado.
Everywhere.
New wallpaper.
No,
Jesus
fucking Christ.
It's going to turn into a fucking...
get some audio subtitles.
We're
going
to have to take a fucking field trip so
like
we can see
every,
how it works.
Every trip is going to turn your bathroom into a Kandinsky like that. Like immediately.
Ski.
Without the blue, though. It's just like brown.
Jackson Pollock?
Just the War of 1912, you know, nice. Just everywhere.
The War of 1912?
No, I mean
1812.
Your mama.
I don't know.
All
I
of the above.
I try it once, and if it's okay, then...
Travis has one in his big mansion over here.
So this is your place, too, next door?
He owns all this.
It's all my family's property.
Their place.
Look at his little eyebrow. It's just like, it's all my family's
He owns,
property.
This is his compound.
Is my backyard.
Back there are his cotton fields in the back. You'll see his,
cotton fields
where all the slaves are.
Yeah.
It's not his house
their
anymore.
Employees,
it's their house.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's not his house anymore either. It's their house.
Really? I was going to walk in there. Was there anybody there?
No.
Oh,
it's empty at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I want a tour. It looks like it would be scary.
We can go show you the bidet.
Really? Can I sit on it?
Hey, don't.
I think part of the nozzle screwed up. I think something happened.
I thought you were gay.
Something happened. And, like, part of the nozzle on the bidet disappeared when the last tenant was living there. So I'm not sure if it works correctly or if it might just spray the ceiling right now.
Is that a tennis court back there?
Yes, there's a tennis court.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, man, there's a guy over here.
Ooh. And you need donations? For your podcast?
I pay rent here.
They'll be like, what's that shack for over there? What the fuck?
That look.
Let's go play hide and go seek in that house.
Oh my god, at
damn.
Night?
No, right now.
There's no furniture, so it's pretty easy.
Let's all just go get naked and play hide and go seek.
You wouldn't.
You'll never find me.
What is up with
me.
You and getting naked?
He always wants to get naked, I know.
Right?
He's always down? He's
always wants to go play Nightcrawler. That was the sound of...
So what's up with you, Marcelo? No girlfriend? No boyfriend?
That was the sound of Gordo slapping.
Yeah, I have all the above.
Guy's gooch.
Really? Look at you, little player. Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, look it.
He's asexual.
I really brought my male friend with me.
How have you been?
I'm all right.
He's an asexual
Tell
robot.
Me about your life these last
He's
couple
an asexual
months.
Robot.
You quote way too much from this podcast, man.
I'm addicted to heroin.
Porn as well. That's all you talk about, porn.
I'm addicted to heroin.
That's a porn star.
Yeah.
For $2 billion.
A drag queen.
his other ex hamster account.
Heroin Holly.
Polly Pocket.
Wow.
Polly. 44-ounce Fred.
44-ounce Fred.
For what's 40-ounce Fred?
Average Joe.
You know what?
Is now that we're to drink
40-ounce.
Now that we're talking about... yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You were on Track 74. Okay. Tell us a little about that. Like,
you
what
know,
was your experience?
My... Who is it?
Can you please stop fucking with your mic? We can hear all of that.
Wow. My girlfriend's sister was telling me, like, oh, I remember I had seen you somewhere. And then she pulled that up. She's like, she was on Track 74.
Who?
My girlfriend's sister.
Who was on Track 74?
That I was on Track 74.
What was her name?
Oh.
You don't know.
Why can't he know her?
Yeah, why do people say that and not just say that?
He plays with his phone because he doesn't have anybody to text him. Why would he know her?
No one texts him.
No one texts me. Like, because I watch Track 74.
Oh, and she's just never on it. She just happened to see it.
Oh, I thought
she was
on it.
Why wasn't she on it?
Now I don't care.
No. Why didn't you ever invite her?
I don't know.
To be
shy,
on it?
I guess.
That makes no sense.
Shy person. Well, what was it? Like, how long was that? Like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Five, really?
I think just about.
5 years ago?
When we did when we recorded you the first time, yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was 5 years ago.
That's when you
had
long
fun.
Hair.
That's when I had long hair.
You hadn't, I would say you hadn't been back in town long, I think, even
at
that point.
I'd just gone back.
Yeah. You had pretzel on your mouth.
I had pretzel?
He had pretzel.
Oh, you did? And then you were like, yeah, pretzel on your mouth. Yeah.
The first video has pretzel on your
Really?
Pretzel.
Why wouldn't you tell me?
Well, because then we noticed. We noticed when we were getting our close-up shots, and there was like, oh, is that her? No, that's a pretzel. Because you were like scarfing down those pretzels, remember?
Yeah, I was.
I think
hungry.
You were hungry.
Yeah.
But
just stuck on her
face? It was in the morning, so I just got ready and came over here. Like, I didn't even have breakfast.
What was your experience? So did you get any kind of like feedback from anybody?
Yeah, I mean, I had a few people that told me about it. They were like, oh, you...
Oh, I saw you on TV at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it was not... it was like at 7.
Because a lot of times we'd run it like late and then like early, so...
Yeah.
It varied. It wasn't always at the same time.
I kept them company in the hospital.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys talked about
that?
Do
you remember that?
Yeah, he sent me a picture.
Of what?
He tagged me on a picture.
Yeah. When I was in the two nights I spent in the hospital, one night I was sitting there watching Track 74 in my hospital room, and I remember Instagramming a picture of one of her songs when it played.
I actually have a little, I told you, right, that I have like a little band now going on. We really never get together, but.
Yeah, I have some reds, bottom drawer. Or wherever the reds are. Might be on the third shelf.
You know, for fun. Play electric now. Got a nice little electric guitar. That look is just killing me right now. I don't know. Kind of want to keep talking, you know, but... Fuck you, Marcelo.
You know what always fucked with me when I was out there? Is people would see me and ask me if I went to, like, Copa or Yuma. And I'd tell them no, and they'd ask me if I was sure.
missed it, Roy.
Yeah, you don't get to hear that. Roy was in the kitchen playing with his phone again. No. I missed that one.
Fuck him.
I heard that one though.
Yeah, he got his earbuds in just in time for the fuck him.
Oh, good.
That was a good one.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, boy.
Are you sure? Sure.
No, let me think about it. Wait, you might be right.
Let me backtrack through my life story again.
You might be onto something, man. I'll get back to you on that.
Let me go check my yearbook.
Let me go check my high school diploma.
Let me get on classmates. Let me log into classmates.com and see.
FarmersOnly.com. Anthony, you got that Thompson?
All day with the Thompson.
You got that Thompson?
I have a question.
Wait.
Hold on.
I was asking.
Yeah, Thompson.
Oh, sorry.
Rochelle, do you got that Thompson?
No, I don't know. What?
Got that Thompson?
I don't know.
You got that Thompson? Huh? You got that Thompson?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's okay. I don't either.
Can I ask my question?
Hey, Gordo.
Yes.
What? You got them herpes?
You don't got that Thompson. You got that Thompson? You got that Thompson. You got that Thompson? You don't got that Thompson. You don't got that Thompson.
The fuck? Rochelle,
you don't got that Thompson.
Is that Tina over there?
Yes.
Oh my God, I want that.
You know what else it is?
Huh?
You know what else it is, Rochelle?
No, really, I want
that. No, Rochelle, we're talking. You know what else that is?
What?
It's not that Thompson that you don't got.
That's my girlfriend, guys. Sorry.
She had a question she wanted to ask also.
Yes, why are your bottles like that? Because I have broken,
cause Travis is gay.
Why do you cut them?
If you can cut them and make them into glasses to drink out of.
Because he's homo.
Yeah. You just gotta. I have a little tool that helps you score the bottles, and then you break them with hot and cold water, and then you just have to sand down the edges so they're not sharp.
In your hands, don't you?
Well, those would be done. If I had more time, those would be done instead of sitting there just cut and not sanded
like
yet.
Would you say, Anthony?
Nah. I need to go through and sand the edges down so you can drink out of them safely. I've done a few others, and I did a set of Mountain Dew bottles for a friend of mine for her birthday.
Yeah, go ahead and talk.
Glasses that are Mountain Dew bottles.
Well, he's so environmentally conscious. Yeah, you know?
No, but
he's
really, I want that Bob's Burger.
Oregon hipster.
Unfortunately, those are really hard to get. I scored that one off the TV station.
Take it with you when you leave.
No. Really? Yeah, those are really hard to get. They don't sell them.
At least donate something, Travis.
Seriously, he has so many. So cool.
Maybe you can donate something, Travis.
I have donated something. I paid for this.
Cool. You know what I donated?
What? Yeah, that's about it.
He donates it all the time.
Oh, man. I haven't had breakfast.
Donated more than Roy.
What time is it?
I already had breakfast.
I donated my day off.
What time is it in Chicago right now?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Should be 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it's about 4. It's 2 till 4.
Chicano.
I haven't had breakfast.
They're going to have.
So what's your purpose for being in Chicago if you're not in Indianapolis?
Family stuff.
Is it the same fucking place?
Yeah, okay.
Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to bring down the mood of the podcast.
Yeah, sorry. I remembered right after I asked.
Travis, you're an a-hole.
As soon as I said it and Gordo gave me the horrified look, I was
Travis,
like,
Travis, you know
I
what?
Know.
You're a total asshole.
Sorry.
Where the fuck is that from?
Chad Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Chad Vader.
What is this? That's like 2004?
Tell you what this Manny isn't. Mix. Thompson, because you don't got that Thompson. We're still, you. I don't think you got that Thompson.
I guess I don't.
You got that Thompson?
No. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry. I'm
Whoa.
Bringing down the mood.
Hey, watch out. Hey, watch out.
That was a catch.
Watch out, one beer. Calm down. I mean, apple juice.
No, you don't fucked up, right?
Who's your probation officer?
Oh, wow.
What's his name?
I don't remember. I don't see him often.
Oh.
You're trying to, like, what if he showed up now?
Yeah, what if he showed up right now?
I'd be like...
You think
like
he'd
that?
Be down to talk on...
I'm home.
You think he'd be down to talk with us?
Him? No, he's too cool to be talking to us.
He's too cool?
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's actually really nice. He's a nice guy.
Is he older or younger?
He's probably... Well, I'm 25. He's probably, like, 5 years older than me.
Yeah, okay. And it's not the one 30. I know.
He He's chill.
He's not the one I know.
I know a probation officer. I know one here.
Travis is the hood, man. He had a probation officer.
No probation. I know one in Phoenix.
He tries to keep everyone in check.
Roy must have had a probation officer.
He is the probation officer.
I haven't been caught yet.
You haven't been caught yet? That's kind of...
I haven't been in trouble yet.
What? You look like the type you would.
Well, because I also look white, so that helps out, too.
It's a little goatee.
Donald Trump says that we should completely boycott Mexico now.
Yeah, I'll get my full evilness.
Are you going to boycott Mexico because Donald Trump said so, Marcella?
Donald Trump is a joke.
Donald Trump.
Junk.
That too.
Anthony,
politics are a fucking joke anyways. I don't give a shit.
Are you going to boycott Donald Trump?
I'm not going to boycott shit because I don't care.
Isn't it? Are you going to boycott Ronnie's Pizza?
No, I really don't give a shit about politics, to be honest with you. It's all a fucking joke.
Are you going to boycott Philly cheesesteaks?
Why would I boycott food?
Are you going to boycott Chicago-style deep dish?
Are you gonna boycott Dat Thompson?
No.
Still don't understand what this is.
Well, you don't got Dat Thompson, that's why.
I do got Dat Thompson.
No,
I think Travis might have Dat Thompson.
I'm the only one with the Thompson.
I might got Dat Thompson.
How come you don't have a Thompson?
I got Dat Thompson.
He said he's the only one.
I got Dat Thompson.
No.
Well, I mean,
I got Dat Thompson.
Other than, you know, the one who knows about the Thompson.
I got Dat Thompson.
You remind me of Peter Griffin, I swear.
I got Dat Thompson. Why? Because I'm fat? Oh, so original, Rocio. I haven't heard that joke in the last 27 years.
I'm impressed that you've been hearing that joke for 27 years.
Yeah,
he hasn't been on that long.
Who's
right?
Telling Peter Griffin jokes 20 years ago?
Your mama.
Seth MacFarlane.
He wasn't telling jokes
ever. Marcella wasn't hanging around with him.
How do you know?
You don't know me. You don't know my life.
You don't know his life.
This bunch of people.
Every time you say that, you remind me of Michelle.
Doesn't work very well.
Victor Fuente.
I'm sorry. What?
What the fuck?
What was that again, Anthony? You kind of at the end.
What's up,
Victor Fuentes?
Victor Fuentes.
I thought you said.
Don't come with all the lights and shit. Wait, sir, you been drinking? What? You been drinking? A couple.
Wait, what? I'm confused.
That's not a burp.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm drinking reds.
That's right. We should probably calm back down. We're losing people.
No, don't worry. It's none of Travis's friends.
but chum.
Yeah, this is our house.
I bet you won't hit him.
Yeah.
I bet you won't hit him.
They took our truck to Wild River. But they'll be back. They'll be back with our truck.
I was looking for that truck, you know. I just saw a van outside.
Sorry.
That's our front yard right there.
I really want to go to that house before I leave.
This is our table.
That's right. We have to do the bidet tour.
He boycotted Ronnie's Pizza.
We boycotted
Ronnie's Pizza Junior.
Ronnie's Pizza Junior.
One of my coworkers was like really upset about that, and then she's like, "You should go with your girlfriend and your gay friends." I was like, "So just because I'm a lesbian, you're gonna think that I have a lot of gay friends?"
Yeah, you should go in there and just have sex.
Yeah, she practically said, "Like, just wait until they bring your food, and then you guys can start making out and just take
with
the next
food."
Go.
Like,
I'm
with
pretty
the
sure
food.
They wouldn't deny you, anyways.
I always liked the thing too that one pizza place back in the Midwest or whatever that made the big deal about like serving gay people and. Or not, that they were refusing to serve gay people, and then they did like a GoFundMe and got like $800,000 in donations from, you know, people that were supporting them for not catering to gays. And then people were like, okay, first off, who the fuck, number one, how many people actually would have their wedding catered with pizza? And number two, how much less likely would it probably be, I mean, would a gay couple get their wedding catered by a pizza place?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They do more than pizza.
Yeah. If you want to go to a nice wedding, go to a gay wedding.
Yeah, I was going to say, the best, the most like fancy wedding reception I've been to was a same-sex wedding.
It's because they have such style.
Oh, yeah.
You look like he smelled that one.
I've left the building already.
Do you need
this is
to go use the bidet?
Of me
so
right
it's already hit that point?
No, but this is a shell right here. This is a shadow.
Oh, I thought I hit that point of the podcast. You should have. Anthony, if only you could have saw his face right now. Or
I'm,
can you
I'm
see your
astral
face?
Projecting right what? Now.
Can you see your face?
Who? No, Anthony can't see anything. Oh. We're not on video.
True.
Anthony's
just a blue square with a white silhouette.
Travis just did the face like in a basketball, or they're like, "Oh, did I just fart?" You've never seen basketball, huh?
No, he's done.
Fuck, he doesn't get what
I have the fucking DVD over there.
The DVD.
I've watched it like 100 times. So I love that movie.
Okay, he has the VHS over there.
I have the soundtrack, bitch, on DVD.
He's got the beta.
It feels so good that I made a reference that he gets.
He's got the laser disc over there.
Yeah, I got the laser disc.
The Betamax.
DVD.
What?
The DVD.
DVD.
What?
You know, like how the Mexicans say shit like BDO.
Just the other day, I was having a conversation with the guy, and he drops convention. And I was all like, that's an easy one. That was an easy one, dude.
Convention?
He said convention. I was like, come on, man. The V isn't even that hard to pronounce. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, I've been giving him shit for like the last 3 weeks.
Of course.
Poor guy.
I like to think when they make fun of people, they can take it. I can take it. So
there's this. I used to work at a call center with.
I get it, cause you're gay.
I was like tech support for the internet, whatever. And
tech support for the internet.
You were tech support for the internet.
Sorry.
The
for internet.
Internet isn't working.
She's working under Al Gore.
That was a good one, bro.
And there was like, you know, you had to walk them through the whole setting up their crap, whatever. And there's this lady that called, and I'm not even kidding. Like, she said that her cup holder was broken on her computer. And she's like, "What the fuck?"
There really are those people.
I'm not even kidding, dude. Like, turns out it was her little drive. What is it? The CD-ROM?
Yeah, DVD drive.
Yeah.
Her cup holder.
That actually happened to Travis with Diet Pepsi.
What?
That actually happened to Travis with his Diet Pepsi on his laptop.
Wait, did you spill something on one of the podcasts? What?
Oh, no. No, he's referring to the one game, yeah.
Are you taking a picture?
That's yes.
Of what?
The view. Grimace.
He's nuts.
You know what, Roy?
And then you got polar opposite Grimace over here.
No, you got a Grover over here. So what's shit? What's up?
Damn, that changed.
I'm just enjoying, like.
Are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun.
At our expense.
At your expense, yes.
Just
we're making ourselves be look. You know, I can't even talk.
I felt weird.
We're making ourselves look like assholes, but on purpose. Except and on accident.
Now people can.
But this is how I've known you.
Mostly on accident.
No, everyone can listen.
Yeah. You know,
shit I deal with on Mondays. So.
I like to make myself look like a big stupid asshole.
So what do you do?
Asshole.
I breathe.
You don't work or anything?
No. Travis supports me.
He works at eBay.
Are you serious?
No. I don't. I work at a store.
He works
over
in
here.
Retail.
I work at retail.
He works in retail.
And I work with them.
He works at a place that fucks you when you try to sell used video games.
No, you get fucked more by people on Yume Exchange.
You work at GameStop?
Yeah.
That's where I've seen him.
What? Like,
you've seen him way before that.
I have?
Yeah.
Oh.
I introduced you to him once. We were... Fuck. Weren't we like out somewhere? And then I was like, oh, hey, this is Roy and this is Rocio.
Would it have been at the Maverick the one night?
I met you multiple times.
You sure? Was it at the Maverick?
Was the first time I met you?
With... Gordo. The other times were with
How
John
long ago?
And Vienna.
Uh-huh. With who?
John Mohawkey.
Oh, why haven't you guys brought him here with this new game and stuff?
That's a good point.
What?
John, he's
my actual like kind of like a neighbor.
He lives like right here. He's
made his own
promoting
game.
He made a game like a little
here
card
comes,
game.
Here comes the fart.
No, it's not the fart. It's gonna go to something else. Oh, wait, it is a fart.
It is a
it's
fart.
It's something else. Cause, no, because the
fart's
purple.
No, he's
going
to make it not the fart because he wants it
oh,
to be not be the
mind.
Fart.
Never mind. It might be the fart. No, it's fucking the worst.
He had to change it.
Yeah, he has a little game. It's not a little game. He has a game that he's promoting.
Yeah. But either way, I met you through them again.
What's the game called?
Best Movie Never Made.
What?
Best movie never made.
What?
What in the butt?
What was the name of the game again?
Best what in the butt.
What was the name of the game though, Brazil?
Fuck you, Marcel.
Gordo, you want to play Mortal Kombat?
I think that's what yes. Two farts for yes.
This is how we're going to spend the next 20 minutes playing sound effects off our phones.
I would fucking donate to that episode, I tell you that much. Oh, shit.
And you'd be donating more than Travis's friends.
I kind of wish this show was happening. Shut up. I kind of wish this show was happening and I wasn't involved in it, but someone else here was doing it. I would so want to get involved. That's just me, though. Like, if another group of people were doing a podcast similar to this, oh, man, I would want to, like, join podcasts. So it's, like, eight people. But there's nobody out here doing anything like this. Everybody's a bunch of lame motherfuckers.
We're all lazy. Yeah. His glasses come off?
Roy's now wearing local programming.
What was that, Anthony? Sunglasses.
It's too hot to do anything.
It is hot.
Is this Max Steel?
Oh, wow. First try.
I keep my house at a festive 77 degrees for the podcast.
That's amazing.
My cousin used to like watch. I don't even know what the fuck he does.
How did you know?
Because my cousin had like a bunch of these.
That's amazing that you got it and none of these fucking assholes got it.
Seriously, mother truckers?
Max Steel's mother stupid.
Truck, big the mother what? Truckers.
Mother truckers. Stupid.
You're stupid.
18 wheeler, man.
You're stupid because you didn't even know who he was.
You're stupid because you always forgot every time you met me.
Maybe because you're not that important.
Oh!
Was that another thunderstorm?
Oh!
So
oh!
He's trying to find out.
I don't know the studio as well as I know.
He has his little hands like that for a reason.
What the fuck are you guys listening to?
Is that for League?
The Fook?
I don't even know what it was. I accidentally
That's from
one.
League. That's Teemo. My girlfriend plays that.
Yeah, sure. Game. Yes, there is something, a button labeled Teemo in here.
Yeah, Teemo. Wow. He's very handsome.
The fuck is the fuck?
I think the family guy ones are funnier.
Damn. Oh my god, that was a funny joke! Oh, shit.
I'm just waiting to see if something else happens. But
oh, you mean you wait for this? I amuse myself. Oh, Rasil, you probably never want to speak to us after this, and I would totally understand.
Travis, if you don't find me on your friends list on Facebook.
What did I do?
Hey, it wouldn't be the first time.
I just deep throw that.
What the fuck, dude? I swear to God, it's like there's something in this drink. There's something in the air. Somebody farted. I don't know, man, but... Like, this is the first time that this podcast has just been, like, fucking weird.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm having fucking a good time.
Fag.
Fuck you.
What's your gay dog?
Tell us a little bit more. Tell us something, Anthony. You've been kind of quiet relatively.
How's your new band,
well,
Anthony?
I've been laughing, but, you know, I'm talking and the sound.
Wait. One more time, man. That broke up so comedically bad.
Holy shit. Oh, man.
I really wish I could play that back to you right now. So you can hear
I really
that.
Can't wait to hear this.
Oh
Man, I missed out. I feel like Roy.
But I heard it this time.
Hey, what did he say? What did you say, Anthony?
He said he missed out. He felt like Roy.
I don't know why.
Your nose bleeding?
Oh my god.
Anthony, what did you say?
Participating, but you can't get my fucking voice through with all the laughing and soundboards going off. And
so,
there we go.
So it sounds like a regular episode? Is that what
I'll just kick back and wait for it to wind down a little bit.
instead of the belching and chewing, it's just fart noises on his phone this episode.
It sounds like the first 8 episodes where Roy was editing them. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That was fucking funny. Sorry.
Are you okay, man?
No.
Did you get it there?
Sorry about your ears. You T-pained yourself.
T-pain's one. And I didn't even need a nap.
And I didn't even need a nap. It's crazy because it doesn't. It doesn't stop what you're saying. It like
it just
breaks
delays
it.
And drags it.
Yeah,
out.
It delays it even more. So it's weird.
It sounds like you said.
Yeah, but we heard everything you said. It never cut out.
Maybe that's just how we talk.
It's the internet's weird, man.
That's not how I talk.
It's because the packets are arriving out of
just,
order.
It's Anthony. He has a nap. He's been fucking with us the whole time.
All right, guys.
You got to go. Uh-oh.
All right.
It was fun while it lasted.
We're being abandoned.
You're leaving us, Rocio?
I gotta return this car. I'm telling you, he stole it.
Were you at work?
No. I don't work today or tomorrow.
She just stole it from her work.
This isn't even my dealership either.
What dealership is it?
Fuck.
It's from one in San Luis.
Which one?
It's a local one there.
Gulos.
Yeah. Poopy face.
Bidet's Auto Center.
Poopy Face Auto Center. Pretty popular over there.
Why do you have their car?
I was checking it out. I wanted to see.
Oh, you're thinking of buying another car?
No, not me. My girlfriend wants
another Nitro.
Switches a vehicle.
Hot Wheels?
I have a little Smurf.
Power Wheels.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Micro Machines.
Well, thank you for coming, Rocio.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining in on this.
Stupid bullshit.
On this big bowl of dumb. We hope you.
Thanks for coming out.
We hope you had somewhat of a fun time.
It was interesting.
Should we just go ahead and end the whole thing? I think we're at that point.
Wait for Rocio to leave so we can talk shit about it.
Oh, okay.
I fucking hate.
No, we're gonna wait for you to leave and then we're gonna speak badly about you.
That's not local programming fashion.
No. Oh. No.
She took her earbuds out.
What did you say?
Ooh. Ooh.
He said that's not. He just said that's not local programming.
Hey, that was fucked up even for my standards. Dude.
Yeah.
We have
standards, yeah.
That's the thing. I don't. And it was bad.
Ooh.
What did you say, Anthony?
Dirt click.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, put quarters in there.
You can play it if you want.
Put quarters on our
donation. All four of my pinball machines work.
Does that count as a donation?
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He asked if playing the pinball machine would count as a donation. If you put a quarter in it.
Yeah, just put $20 in there.
Yeah. Let me get in there and change the settings real quick to make it $20 a game.
Can you?
No, I think this one. Shit, this one. I think it's. I don't know if I can go higher than 50 cents or $1 a game on this one because it's so old. The newer ones, I think I could easily make $1 a game at least.
Is X going to give it to you?
But I don't know. This one here probably only goes to $1.
Is X going to give it to you, Travis?
No. This one's a bitch because it's so old. I have to like change dip switches.
But
is X going to give it to you? Put your hand up on my hip?
No. When X is not going to give it to me. X will not give it to me.
Anthony, is X going to give it to you?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. I heard he was going to give it to Travis.
Travis is going to give it to you?
Yeah.
Did he hit you?
Is X going to give it to you? Nice.
Dang.
Oh.
So, Anthony, give us like a residual message.
Residual message?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
This is the outro. This is going to be the outro of the show now.
Yeah.
Hey. When going on a road trip, make sure you have something to wipe your ass with, just in case.
Nice.
That's actually something I've heard a lot.
I always take baby wipes with me on a road trip. Yeah. Because, you know, you get chafing and all that other shit.
Carlos would drive to Phoenix. Like, remember, he'd listen to the show?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Carlos.
Carlos.
He listens to the podcast, and he would take
Carlos will
paper.
Recognize you a lot more if you donate.
Yes. his last name is hasn't donated yet.
Carlos hasn't donated.
That's like all your friends.
Carlos
names.
Freeloader.
Yeah, so in other words, all of Travis's friends. Carlos, yeah. You belong with Travis's friends.
I think they are friends, though.
Are they? Are you friends with Carlos? Of course you are.
I don't think I am.
At that point.
Do I know that, Carlos?
You have to be.
Probably. If he hasn't donated, then...
No. Well, maybe. Yeah.
If he hasn't donated Travis, then he's your friend. You know, we're playing Red Rover here with people. And everyone's on...
Roy's my friend.
Well, yeah, of course. He hasn't donated.
I don't remember that time.
Roy didn't even pay into the initial startup.
That's
fund.
True. You did.
Yeah, I got fucking kicked out. Who cares?
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, well, that was a good reason to kick you out.
Well, I'm okay with that then.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay. He's okay.
Now it's justifiable.
Now it's cool.
How's that red extension
feel? It feels good that I don't have to ask for my money back.
Well, you probably wouldn't have gotten it back.
I'm glad I didn't pay.
It's like non-refundable.
Good. I'll refund the $0 that...
Like buying a car and not making a payment. You don't get to keep the car or get your money back, asshole.
I don't think he'd know about that.
So. What's that?
What, a car?
Yeah.
An off-purpose carriage?
Micro machines!
Automobile. All right. Well, fuck it. I think we've said enough stupid shit for this podcast. How do you guys feel?
It was good.
Nobody cares. Everyone's on their phones and being gay.
I'm not even on my... Now I am.
Okay.
But
I mean, I'm on my phone, but I, you know,
He's been on his phone for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Anthony, we want to thank you for your donation and for being a
loyal supporter
of the show.
The first and ever.
Yeah. Loyal
You're our...
The first one to bitch if an episode's late.
You're a super fan. Super fan. We enjoy your patronage and all that other good stuff.
All right, let's keep sharing this and then, you know, getting Travis's friends to donate.
Yes.
I heard Travis's friends donate.
I will make sure to keep sharing.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounded like right now when you said sharing.
Stop the free downloading.
Stop the free downloading. Yeah, Travis, your friends, man.
It reminded me of like the Don Knotts song.
Okay, Roy, you can go ahead and take
good
off.
Good job, Roy.
Go ahead and take off your headset and step out. Am I going to turn your mic down now?
Go ahead and get the fuck out of here. Well, thank you, Anthony, once again.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know how many times I've said it, but fuck it. Yeah. One more time.
You can cut some of them out, you know, a couple of them out. Hey, man, that's not my fault. That's the internet.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Isabel, also.
Yeah, Isabel, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, like I said, get you on do something. I don't know, yeah. Anthony. If you're ever in town, you already know we're gonna do do something fucking stupid and fun and crazy, wild, crazy kids. What's that show?
Yeah, Wild and Crazy Kids.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Wild and Crazy. Stupid Travis. Travis,
I don't sound like a goat.
You what? Oh yeah, come here so you don't sound like a goat.
That's true.
Yeah.
Huh? Travis, do you think you're gay?
No. I'm fairly confident I'm not.
There you go.
Go to facebook.com/localprogramming. Scroll up to the top in the cover photo. There's a little button that says shop now. Click that. It'll take you to the PayPal donation page. You can donate securely using your credit card or checking account or, you know, your whatever the fuck you have.
Please.
It's connected to PayPal.
But
it's all secure. We don't get your shit. We just get.
If you can't donate, we understand. Just give us a little like. Give us a comment. We just want some feedback. We want to know what's up. What you guys think? Maybe some ideas. Throw some ideas out there.
Post stuff. Share ideas. Send us pictures. Whatever.
Yeah.
Comment on what you like. What you didn't like. Roy,
if you guys got an idea for something and you know you think we're down to do it, then let us know.
Share the episodes with your friends on your Facebook wall. Maybe they'll donate.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Marcelo, we got something special planned if we ever hit 100 likes, which I still don't think we have, right, on Facebook?
No, we don't. So if we get to 100, I have a little special thing. Yeah. Don't get too ambitious and go sharing it all crazy. Because
he's not quite done. So
he's not ready yet, but
maybe get one friend to like it and then tell the rest of them in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, we have a little special drinky poo thingy.
Got a little
special poo.
Taking some work, so.
Linky poo. Yeah. You wanna sign out, Anthony? You wanna give us a little?
This has been another shit installment of Local Programming Podcast.